What you want to hear? Sports. This is the Fast Lane, broadcasting live from the Car Shield Studio on 101 ESPN.
Jamie Rivers and Anthony Stalter. It's the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN. Brad Thompson's got the day off today. Let's head to the Brown and Crouppen Celebrity Line. We're joined by Darren Draeger, TSN Hockey Insider, and we appreciate you joining us, Darren, despite the fact that Jamie Rivers, my boy, doesn't know what Central time zone, Eastern time zone. He's got no clue, Darren, so we apologize.
No worries. You know, if you're going to get me, Monday is a good day to get me because I normally get a lot of radio work out of the way earlier in the day, and then I've got another one that is 3 o'clock Eastern, my friends in Edmonton. So, yeah, we booked for 3:30 Eastern, but that's fine. I get lots of time for Jamie Rivers.
Drags, for some reason, I don't know why, but I usually have this correct, and I absolutely botched it. It was a Monday brain fart. I apologize, big man.
All good. No worries. There's a lot going on. We're all busy, so we'll make it work.
Yeah, there is a lot going on, including NHL hockey. Again, at least it looks like, well, it doesn't look. They voted on it. We're going to have NHL hockey starting January 13th. Now, between now and then, Dregs, what are some of the hurdles that have to be conquered here? Because it's not just plug and play. Obviously, with COVID still lurking and our northern division now, the Canadian division, with the uncertainty there. What lies ahead for the NHL between now and, you know, even January 3rd when camps open?
Well, the immediate concern, you're right, is the North Division, the seven Canadian teams, and the fact that the provincial health authorities and the provincial governments in Quebec, in Ontario, in BC, have pushed back to say, look, we're not entirely comfortable with this. BC more so in terms of not being comfortable with teams flying from out of province into Vancouver. Not to say that they can't have a change of heart and all of this can be rectified in short order. There's another call in the next couple of days, which will include the provincial governments, the federal government, the National Hockey League, the Players Association, and the seven team reps that are involved in this discussion. And that'll be an important call. Aside from that, you've got other business that has to get dealt with here again in the next couple of days, and I expect that it will. Namely, the agreement here, and I guess it's an agreement. It's a collection of protocols and the structure of quarantine in certain areas. It's really a safety agreement in terms of the return to play that shifts from off-season mode to in-season mode. And then there's some differences there, but it has to be ratified. And to ratify it, that requires agreement from both the NHLPA and the NHL. It's formality. It will get done. I don't want anybody listening to think that it's not going to get done. It's just process, and it takes time to do that. So in the meantime, you know, clubs are calling their players and saying, hey, we need you to get back to North America if you're overseas, or get back to your club city. So other than that, I think it is. I think it's all systems go at this point.
So if we jump back to the Northern Division or the North Division, the one thing that I'd heard rumors of, and if anybody's going to clear up those rumors, it's you, but I've heard in the last 24 hours basically that if BC's not on board, if Ontario and Quebec still have problems with some of the protocols or the return to play, that they could go to a bubble temporarily in either Edmonton or Calgary. Obviously, Edmonton would probably be the choice based on the fact that they've been able to do that before in that city. Is that an option right now for these teams to just say, you know what, forget it, we'll work out all this other stuff, you know, the paperwork, and we'll just get started at least?
Well, look, they want to play in as many NHL arenas as they possibly can, and that includes, of course, Canada. So I think that they might look at a hybrid option of that. So if the Vancouver Canucks can't play in their home arena or teams can't fly into Vancouver, it is conceivable that Vancouver would share Edmonton's building with the Oilers. And potentially Toronto does something similar, or, you know, Toronto and Ottawa have to to do the same and jump into Edmonton or Toronto if it's safe enough to have a hub in Toronto. Although if you're pushing Toronto and Ottawa away, then I guess it doesn't make sense that they would have some form of hub or hybrid bubble. But those options most definitely are out there. And I know that the National Hockey League has been in, I would say, constant communication with Edmonton dating back to October. So I look at those scenarios. Look, option A is to play in all seven Canadian cities. The Canadian division just works no differently than any other division in the National Hockey League. That's option A. Then option B, if you have to displace a team, hopefully it's just one team. And if it's Vancouver, I don't think that there's anything wrong with sharing that Edmonton building. The long shot for me is moving the seven Canadian teams into a United States hub. I don't think that's going to happen.
Darren Dreger is our guest, TSN Hockey Insider. You can follow him at Darren Dreger on Twitter. Darren, obviously with the Blues being in the West Division, there's a lot of intrigue when it comes to the local listeners here.
Yeah.
Matching up against certainly Colorado and Vegas. What are your thoughts on the Blues landing in the West Division?
Well, look, I mean, the St. Louis Blues are a contending team. I mean, that's, you can't dispute that, and I know you guys aren't going to, but any hockey fan would look at St. Louis and go, okay, well, they're going to be real competitive in that division. That is going to be a fascinating division. And a lot of nights, I think those games are going to be must-watch. You know, who doesn't want to see more of St. Louis and Colorado or Vegas and St. Louis? And, you know, let's see what Minnesota looks like. The San Jose Sharks could be interesting. Anaheim always seems to kind of, you know, keep things competitive, to be sure. Arizona could be the misfit in that division, and only because Bill Armstrong is new there. He knows that he's got a mountain of work ahead of him to rebuild the foundation of the Arizona Coyotes. So they're, I think, going to be in for some difficult games inside that division. But I like St. Louis's chances. And with a 56-game regular season schedule, you're going to have a high level of intensity right out of the gate. You're playing every other night. So it's better, in my opinion, to have those high-octane games where you're playing against some of the best in the league, period. So I think that St. Louis is happy with it. I don't think there are any issues. And, you know, not that St. Louis, you know, the weather is bad, but, hey, get to spend a few days in Vegas, you know, a few days in California. What's wrong with that? Might as well enjoy it if you can.
Dregs, you know I'm all in on that, okay? The West Coast swing was always one of my favorites. So no problems there for the players as far as that's concerned. What I like about this, though, is when we look at specifically, for me, when I look at the West Division and then the North Division, but we'll isolate the West Division right now, is you really have the potential of some really heated rivalries. You know, the Blues have been at it with L.A. now, it seems like, for the last decade. That even though the teams haven't always matched up skill-wise, they're still entertaining. They're big physical teams that get after it. Colorado's that's a must-see game against the Blues. And the one that's really going to be funny this year, or fun rather, is the Vegas Golden Knights.
Yeah.
I mean, think of that storyline right now. You know, the Knights are in a position similar to the Blues where they're contending. They're right on the cusp of getting there. They've got former Blue Ryan Reeves, who runs around and hits everything that moves. And now they just happen to have, well, I don't know, your former captain, Alex Pietrangelo. And you're going to see these guys, what, eight times in a season? I think that one's going to be fun.
Yeah, eight or nine. It's going to be interesting. For sure it's going to be fun. And those storylines are organic, but that makes for natural rivalry. Of course it does. And imagine, you know, what the third game of that three consecutive game set is going to be like. You know, It's either going to be a dud or it's going to be playoff hockey. And I think it's going to be playoff hockey because guys will be feisty. And, you know, you guys know this family well. I don't think that normally we would say watching Ottawa and Calgary is appointment viewing. Yeah, of course you wouldn't. I mean, Calgary's a good team and Ottawa is still making their way into that territory. But anytime you've got Matthew and Brady Tkachuk going head to head, you know that Matthew is going to do whatever he can to get under the skin of the Ottawa Senators. Likewise with Brady and the Calgary Flames. So that's another example of just the natural organic rivalry. Now, look, I think this is a one-off. So let's all embrace it. Let's focus on the positive, which we're doing right now. I would want to see it for the next 5-10 years, but I'm okay with it in a 56-game schedule with a traditional playoff format, and crossing my fingers, my toes, and everything else that will cross, that we're going to be a much healthier and safer environment, so that in 21-22, we can go back to what the original divisions are and get back to travel the way that we're accustomed to traveling.
Okay, Drakes, you talked about the playoff format. Is there anything different this year to the playoff format? Obviously, the divisions are completely different. And for our listeners out there who are trying to keep track of things, how are the playoffs going to map out as you try to get to a Stanley Cup champion?
Yeah, well, it's somewhat normal in that you'll have the top four teams from each division will advance, right? Where it gets a little bit complicated is, again, because you're not going to have any cross-border stuff until the Stanley Cup final. So you could see, in theory, the Boston Bruins and the Montreal Canadiens playing each other in the Stanley Cup final. And that doesn't seem at all right because you're not going to have your conferences. So it's non-traditional by our normal standards here in looking at what we just experienced in the return to play and the success of the Tampa Bay Lightning against the Dallas Stars in the Stanley Cup final. But again, I don't want to see this every year, but if Montreal-Boston were to make it to the Stanley Cup final, something along those lines, I would celebrate that because we're never going to see it again. And when we talk rivalries in the NHL, you know, most of it is a fabrication, right? I mean, guys train together all year round, or certainly in the off season, they'll train together in certain cities and they play on different teams. I mean, the animosity doesn't flow through the veins like it used to, but I'm pretty sure if you put the Montreal Canadiens and the Boston Bruins together in a best of seven Stanley Cup final, some of the age old stuff, the history would definitely bubble to the surface.
Darren, great stuff as always. You can follow Darren Dreger on Twitter at Darren Dreger. Great work, TSN's Hockey Insider. And make sure you subscribe to the Ray and Dregs podcast as well. Darren, thank you so much for your time.
Hey, thank you for thinking of me. And look, if anyone out there can help Jamie out, he obviously needs a watch. So let's pool our resources and get him a watch that can also tune in the Eastern time zone. How's that?
Darren, well played, Dregs, and I earned that.
Darren, you and I both know there's no helping Jamie Rivers.
Fair enough.
Thanks, brother. We appreciate it.
All right, guys. Be well.
All right, you too. Darren Dreger here on 101 ESPN. Now, one thing that Darren Dreger was talking about.
You just had to slide that in there, though, huh?
Yeah, you deserved it.
That's all right.
You've got your layout in the family room or layout in the bedroom or whatever, you know, you've had that same layout for a while, and then you're like, you know what, let's move the couch. Or she goes, let's move the couch, or let's
you're
just
like, why move the couch?
Yeah, I don't know.
Let's just move the couch.
And you do it, and all of a sudden you're like, okay, I kind of dig this.
Yeah.
That's going to be hockey for 1 year, right? He's right. You realign things just for 1 year. You realign it. You appreciate for what it is. I bet you people dig it for a little. You know it's not permanent. But
right,
you watch
it.
Yeah, you watch it for a year. I think people are going to dig it. It's something new. It re-energizes you a little bit.
What it got me thinking, too, and Drake said, you know, Montreal, Boston. Certainly, Darren Dreger is Canadian living up in Canada, so that does have a tremendous amount of appeal. And the history behind that is incredible. But if we isolate it to here in our area, and I know it's a long shot, but there's still a shot. You could have the Blues against the Blackhawks in the Stanley Cup final.
Wow.
Can you imagine that?
That would be a lot of fun. Blackhawks aren't going to the Stanley Cup final.
I understand that. It's a long shot,
but
Anthony,
still, yeah.
But I'm trying to create, you know, the thought of that.
Speaking of long shots, bet the board next in the Fast Line on 101 ESPN.